The debate over constitutional concerns and the independence of a state panel did not stop the State House board from giving final approval of a Holocaust memorial. The design includes two 18-foot structures featuring the Star of David. The Capitol Square board approved the memorial by a near-unanimous vote. The only no vote came from its chair, former Republican Senate President Richard Finan. He says the State House is not the place for a Holocaust memorial and that the Star of David invites a potential lawsuit. Joe Sommer, Ohio board member of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, testified against the plans.
Yeah, we're concerned that the prominent display of the Star of David, which is a sacred symbol of the Jewish religion, constitutes an endorsement of a specific religion and therefore would violate the First Amendment.
That violation, according to Sommer, is especially hard to take when he considers the amount of school children expected to visit the memorial during State House trips.
Yeah, it does send the wrong message, I guess, in the sense that, they're supposed to learn about the First Amendment and how the Constitution's supposed to work, and if you see their state government violating right on the State House grounds, it's probably not a good lesson to them.
We never intended this to be a memorial to Jews or about the Jews.
That's Joyce Garver Keller, executive director of Ohio Jewish Communities. She's been heavily involved in the memorial process and says the Star does not promote any certain religion.
I don't think the memorial itself or the depiction of the Broken Star of David is promoting any religion. The Broken Star of David, you need to see it in its context, the story that the artist has chosen.
That story tells the tale of two cousins separated at a concentration camp. One cousin helps save the other by putting the Star of David on his forehead. It's the same story that will be inscribed on the large structure on the State House Plaza. Thursday's vote ends a 2-year debate between Board Chair Finan and Governor John Kasich. After the meeting, Finan once again railed against recent interference by the legislature and governor's office. Interference, he says, is threatening the ideals of the Capitol Square Board, which is supposed to be an independent body.
Cap Square Review and Advisory Board was put in place to be the buffer between the General Assembly and the State House. And it was to try to protect the State House from people just coming up with an idea one morning and coming in here and bang, 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 putting up a wall, putting in a new room or something like that.
But in Finan's opinion, that independence is dwindling, and the governor's efforts to put in the Holocaust memorial has played a big role. Finan says Kasich sidestepped the process when he first announced he wanted the memorial at the state's Holocaust commemoration ceremony in 2011.
What the governor should have done was come to the board and apply for the memorial, and then the memorial would go through a process within the board and be approved or not be approved. He didn't do that.
Finan's vote against the memorial is accompanied by his resignation, which will take effect at the end of October. Meanwhile, plans for the sculpture will move forward. The artist hopes to complete the memorial by April of next year. Andy Chow, at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.